You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Screen pass for the halfback.
Welcome back. The fourth quarter upon us. Third and nine for the Crown Point Bulldogs, now operating their offense left to right from the north end zone to the south end zone. Pettit rolling back into his left. Plants his feet. Passes the first side. Oh, beautiful leap to the far side for first down yardage in the red territory. Tyson Casey, who comes up with the reception to the 45. So a big play for the Bulldogs. They might have saved the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs at this point.
And I'll tell you, sometimes you want to run a complicated offense that's more complicated than it needs to be. They have a 6'3" receiver who can jump. Lowell doesn't have any defensive back taller than 5'11". Keep throwing the ball to the tall wide receiver. They can't cover him.
Let's see, Mark, if that's going to be the strategy here, because you do look at Casey with the 6'3 advantage and David O'Toole 6'1". Size does matter at the wide receiver position because you're trying to match up their best corners. And size certainly you can't teach. Now a timeout call, and called by the Bulldogs. We will do the same with 12 seconds into the fourth quarter. Bulldogs trailing 17-7, but looking to move the ball downfield in the Lever Helmet game. We're in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Out of the timeout for the Crown Point Bulldogs in low territory, two receivers left, or two right, one left. Will Pettit out of the shotgun with a flanker running back to his right. Pettit takes the snap, rolls the pocket with good protection to his right, lines the pass, and almost caught. It's a drop on a short leap by Trevor Biscat. Biscat was in his direction, Mark, and he gave a short leap. I thought he had it.
Yeah, I think that was O'Toole. It was David O'Toole.
David O'Toole.
And there's been a couple of drop passes tonight that have heard from Crown Point. That was going to be a first down if he caught it.
O'Toole and Casey, the new receivers to this Crown Point offensive core with a new quarterback in Will Pettit. Pettit only a sophomore.
You got to keep in mind the wide receivers are juniors and the quarterback is a sophomore.
Ball inside the left hash to the far. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, as Scotty Mills gets the carry, angles to the left, and it looks like he is brought down across the 45 to the 43. Only a pickup of two for Scotty Mills. You're looking at about 3rd and 8 for the Crown Point Bulldogs, with the clock chiming 11:25 and counting. Lever Helmet game, Lowell up 17-7.
Lowell has done a really good job defensively against Scott Mills. They have floated the ball whenever he has got it or even made a motion that he's gotten it. I think he's a game-breaking runner, but he has not been able to break anything tonight against the Devils.
Mark, I do agree with you, because when we saw last year, you had Tyler Gomez getting the brunt of the carries. Gomez, a power runner, but you think of Mills, a speed. 3rd and 8 from the 43 of the Lowell Red Devils. Crown Point needs to make a first down as Pettit passes, he hits as he throws, and incomplete, almost intercepted, because there was Ethan Igris right in front. Igris, of course, the starting quarterback, playing his defensive position.
That took a really hard hit that time from San Fratello. Also, looked like 77 is Brown Thomas. I'm not sure if the game, I don't know if he has or not, but I may have been 72. Again, we're operating on a limited division thing here. That might have been Trevin Matovina, who's a junior defensive end. But they got in there easily against the quarterback, and the Bulldogs have to punt again.
One man deep for the Lowell Red Devils. Flailing on the punt, boots it with the right foot. It's Elisa as he angles to the far side, and it looks like he takes a fair of a Crown Point bounce and goes into the end zone. There was a Bulldog in the vicinity along the far hash, but it goes into the end zone, and a touchback for the Lowell Red Devils at the 20.
Frank, I think John Elisa hurt himself. It looked like a cramp. He tried to make a strange move inside the five, and now they see they're carrying him off the field. And I'm pretty sure that's a cramp, the way they're reacting quickly to it. So he's going to be out for the
month. Mark, that's a real concern, James, this time of year. We know Lowell is built for a cold weather team, but built for the tournament. You mentioned that in your previous story about the running. But remember 3 years ago, you, I, and Dave were at Low High School, the Inferno, 2015, and we saw players cramping left and right in the second half. It felt like a jungle. It was a very hot and humid night 3 years ago out on Route 2 in Lowell. So the receiver to the left, that's Mooney, with three receivers to the right, far side. They'll operate out of the pistol, ball inside the hashes, inside both hashes, first and 10 from the 20. Igles lines the pass, and a slam called by Mooney as he stretches across the 30. Actually, he gets only to the 30, so a 10-yard pickup. That's enough for the first down. The chains move right to left. And Mark, I want to ask you this. Lowe can run it here because up by two possessions, still plenty of time left, but advantage Lowell at the moment.
That was a nice, safe pass. If Rooney didn't get it, it was going to be incomplete. They catch it, and they get first down. Even if they don't get first down, then they have a second and short. The difference so far in the game has been that Eagles has been very, very good. Running the ball, punting the ball, punting a third and fourth down. Eagles has been very, very good for the double team.
Three receivers to the right. Stephen Fatke into the game. One of those. Receiver to the near left. As Igles passes it. Looks like it's Sammy Cross. I believe it's number 14, Sammy Cross, with the pass. And indeed it is Sammy Cross with the INT for the Cowboy Bulldogs.
Yes, I say that Eagles have played in such a great game.
Sammy Cross is a senior now. We saw him have a good season last year. Had a couple of interceptions, 9 pass breakups. That's where his specialty was. But reading it like a book. Smart play by Sam Crutch, just reading the route.
I'll tell you, the low offensive coordinator, Paul Lacy, is probably going to second guess himself there. They had a 10-point lead, and they had a 1st and 10, and they threw a couple passes in a row, and it cost them.
10:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, and the pass sails incomplete to the far side. I believe that's Casey. Mark, you mentioned Casey always lined up in a single slot. He had to give a little leap. Was hoping for a flag, not going to get it. 2nd and 10 from the 26 of Lowell.
It's hard for me to see that ball over there, but I thought he could have caught that ball. It was kind of a back shoulder throw, and he just didn't come down with it. The Bulldog receivers have struggled tonight on a few passes that probably should have been caught.
10 points separate the Lowell Red Devils from the Crown Point Bulldogs, 17-7. Crown Point has not led in this game once. Three receivers to the right. Single it out outside the numerals with Casey to the left. Flinger running back to the left. Here is Pettit. Line drive pass, and it's caught. High leap by David O'Toole. And O'Toole inside the hashes brings the ball inside the 20 to the 18. An 8-yard pickup. David O'Toole looks like a veteran, Mark. Only his first varsity game ever, but a nice grab by O'Toole.
When he threw that ball, number 48 for Lowell, Aaron DuBois seemed to be right there, and I thought that was going to be an interception. But actually, O'Toole made a very aggressive play and went after the ball and got it.
So the clock
now, they're moving the flag.
Wait a minute.
Looks like there was a penalty on Crown Point.
I did not see the flag. Okay, I do see the flag, Mark, and it apparently is going to be a penalty on Crown Point. There is a flag visible on the far hash to the left.
Well, you got to tell me if it's visible with these wonderful tinted windows up here. I cannot see.
And it is on Crown Point, Mark. It is on the Crown Point Bulldogs. Did not see the specific infraction, but that's going to move the Crown Point Bulldogs pretty back, actually. The ball's pinned up at the 46. So the Bulldogs losing a lot of yardage, Mark, on that penalty.
They lost 20 yards.
20 yards on the penalty. Not sure what the penalty was, but the Bulldogs losing 20 yards. It's 3rd and 10 from the 46.
It's more than 3rd and 10.
Well, actually, check that. My apologies. 3rd and 25 as Pettit running. And here is the screen to Scotty Mills. Scotty Mills trying to break the tackle, but instead he's brought down inside the 40 to the 38. And I guess the question is, Mark, well, you have to go for it here.
Well, that was only 2nd down because of the penalty.
Okay, second. I'll check that.
So 3rd. But you're right. When we get the 4th down, and I think we will because it's 3rd and 20, you're going to have to go for it. You can't kick a field goal from there. You're going to have to go for it. Although I do see the young man warming up down there, Jack Newmar, warming up the kicker. But they're not close enough for him to kick one.
We only see one extra point from Newmar. That was on the 5-yard Scotty Mills touchdown run toward the end of the first half.
Again, they have the single coverage here in Casey.
Out of the pistol, Pettit hands it off, gives it off to Scotty Mills, reverses his direction to the far side, breaks the tackle, steps outside the hash, and he is going nowhere. As a matter of fact, Marquis is going backwards out across the 45 to the 46. He actually lost, I believe, 9 yards.
Nothing that Scotty Mills has done tonight has gone unnoticed. He can't slip away. He can't escape. They are keying on number 22 of Crown Point. And now it is fourth down. And now it's not realistic. It's fourth and 30. They're going to have to punt.
The Bulldogs with their backs against the wall. They have to punt, Mark, as you mentioned. Down 17-7 as the clock motioning inside 8 minutes. The Lowell Red Devils looking to claim the rubber helmet for the second time in back-to-back years. If Lowell wins, it evens up the series dating back to 1997 at 11-all. Here's the punt by Flavin. Angles to the far left, as it will roll out of bounds, and with 7:40, the Lowell Red Devils will try to run some clock. The clock, the ally of the visiting Red Devils at the moment.
So Crown Point getting an interception at the Lowell 26, and not only were they unable to gain ground, but they lost 20 yards in the free play.
Lowell terminates their huddle. Oh, actually, check that. Igress coming back from the sideline. Lowell, as mentioned, trying to put this one out of reach. This is the first of back-to-back weeks for the Lowell Red Devils that are facing 6A schools. Of course, Crown Point on the DAC. They will return home next week, the Lowell Red Devils, to face the Portage Indians. So the ball arrested dot. Far hash to the left. Two receivers each way. Igress out of the shotgun. Flanker running back to his right. And the handoff goes to Tyler Wildman. And Wildman ducks for a short yardage pickup to the 25, maybe the 26. Minimal pickup for Tyler Wildman.
And after throwing an interception in the last series, I'd be very surprised if Lowell threw the ball down here with a 10-point lead and 7 minutes to go in the game.
Both teams have already used timeouts. Crown Point with one timeout, so that timeout very vital here as we come up on 7 minutes remaining in the game. Two timeouts for the visiting Lowell Red Devils. The ball arrested dot inside the right hash to the far. Two receivers each way. Igress operating out of the pistol, 2 yards behind. Tyler Wyman now deploys as a flanker running back to the right. Play fake. Here's Igress. Keeps it to himself. Tries to find a hole up the right side. Right tackle. And he has first down yardage, Mark. You saw it coming to success. It works. They get to the 35 for first down yardage. Pick up a 10.
That's going to be a Lowell staple this year. For Igress to keep the ball in his hands. He's their best offensive player. He's going to run the ball. He's going to run the ball a dozen times every night. And he can put this game away with a couple of running first downs.
The referee says motion the clock downward. As the clock now chiming 6:45 and counting, Lowell looking to the far sideline for the play call with two receivers in each way. They'll operate out of the pistol with the ball arrested seat far hash to the right. Crown Point showing blitz from the corner. Here's the handoff going to Wildman, and only a short pickup to the 30. Across the 35 to the 36. 1 yard pickup, Tyler Wildman, the ally for the Lowell Red Devils. The clock chiming 6:20 in county.
Yeah, they're going to be able to run the ball inside of 4 minutes, even if they don't get another first down. Crown Point only has one timeout left, and they really can't use it until they get the ball. A 10-point lead for Lowell here at Crown Point. They have the ball, and they have control of this.
Lowell just trying to move the ball downfield, looking to take what is theirs heading into tonight.
Lowell wide receivers for Lowell, but they're not throwing.
Wideman to the wide receiver, looked at the right. Play fake, Igress Mark, you called him, Mark. There he is, rushing for first down yardage. Gets across midfield into Crown Point territory, out to the 46. Mark, you called it perfectly. It was a quarterback keeper off the play fake. And Lowell looking very confident, taking the rubber helmet back to round two for a second straight year.
Crown Point needs a turnover, but they just got one a few minutes ago at the 26, and when they didn't convert, didn't get anything, then it gave Lowell the hand that they needed Maybe Canada put this game away. There's 5:30 left. There's another first down for the Devils.
Look, let's see at some point if they're going to go back to Igris with that with the run, because he has run the ball very efficiently over these last few drives. Ball at the far hash to the right. First and 10 from the 46 inside Bulldog territory toward the north end zone. Whiteman gets the carry, not going much except a yard to the 45. Second and 9. The clock motioning inside 5 minutes remaining in this one. And what has been a festive night, a close game for the most part, but the Lone Red Devils time on their side here at Crown Point.
I tell you, this is going to be a great victory for Lowell if the score holds. They have 7 players going both ways. They really only have 11 seniors. They only have 44 players on the entire roster. And they've controlled this game. This is actually should be a shutout.
From the 45 of the Crown Point Bulldogs, ball resting at the far hash to the right. Two or three receivers to the right. Mark, there's 3 receivers. Let's see if they go with the one, and they are going to go with Igris. Igris cuts to the outside right. He's close to the first down, takes a bump. Mark, he might have got it. I don't know, to the far side. But if not the first down, he's very close to the 35, and I believe he has enough for the first down, and indeed they're going to say he does. So the confidence level for the Lowell Red Devils just going up and up. Ethan Igris controlling the ball and doing well.
I think Igris has decided, hey, he's telling his teammates that you've come this far, I'm going to take you the rest of the way. So that's good. And he's handling the ball, he's carrying it. And Crown Point, really, even if this drive stalls, the Bulldogs are only going to have a minute or two left to try to erase a 10-point deficit.
Ball first and 10 from the Crown Point 35. Lowell working toward the north end zone. Handoff, Tyler Lemon, up left tackle, and only a short pickup of 2 yards to the 33 to bring up second and 8. The clock chiming inside 4 minutes as the Lowell Red Devils look to go 1-0, their first of back-to-back school, the first of back-to-back games against 2-6-A DAC schools. Portage next week at home.
I have to admit, I'm surprised. I thought Crown Point would wear down the wall and running the football, and that has not even come close to happening today. And the key for Lowell was to get ahead early, but then Crown Point got a break and tied it. Second half has been all Lowell.
2 receivers each way, Mark. It doesn't look like they're going to go to Igris, but instead they got at the pistol with Wyman 2 yards behind the quarterback. Igris, Wyman gets the call, and he is brought down. A nice tackle by the Crown Point defensive player. Only looks like he might have been pushed back a yard. They're going to say he's down at the 34.
Ethan Potoski got in there to make the play on the quarterback, got Igris, but he wasn't able to draw the ball loose, and the clock keeps running.
Coming up on 3:10 and counting for the Lowell Red Devils to regain the second straight year, the rubber helmet, and even this series going back to 1997 at 11 games apiece. Crown Point does have one more timeout in its favor. And at some point, Crown Point's going to have to think about using that timeout. As the crowds, some people starting to make their way out of Crown Point High School, particularly on the Bulldog side. Mark, go ahead.
Crown Point folks have given up the ghost here. They're heading out. They see this. They see the score. They see the clock, and they're seeing their way to the parking lot. As Lowell has just controlled this second half.
And give credit to Ethan Igris. One quality of the Lowell Red Devils, they got their quarterback back, and he has done a fine job managing this game. Give Ethan Igris his due, the 5'9", 183 senior. He has managed the game well. He has done what he's needed to do. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, 3rd and 8 inside 3 minutes from the 33 of Crown Point. Far hash to the right, flanker running back and Weidman to the right hip of Ethan Igris. Crown Point showing pressure from the middle. Here's actually, no, check that. They're going to give it off to another ball carrier. It looks like, not Sean Moody, but instead Adam Bank. Adam Bank took the direct snap, so it wasn't the quarterback, Igris. They went with a little trickery. And, Mark, I think Crown Point's going to burn that final timeout, and they do with 2:35. With Lowell having the ball down 17-7 in this lever helmet game. I'm Frank Sprinkle. He's Mark Smith. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all of your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs football, now that's a winning combination. listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Back at Crown Point High School with the Lowell Red Devils, 3rd and 8 from the 33 of the Crown Point Bulldogs. Mark, it looks like a few people have their cell phone lights on the Lowell Red Devils side toward the north side of the bleachers. Not sure what that's all about, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the Lowell folks are very happy.
They should be.
They came this way. I'm looking for the name of the Lowell defensive coordinator because they changed the coordinators in the offseason, too. T.J. Lukasik. That's a familiar Lowell name.
Looks like, Mark, on 3rd and 8, the Lowell's going to try a field goal with...
I don't understand.
Nathan Gard, I don't understand it either.
This could be blocked and run back. I don't know why.
3rd and 8 from the 33. Lowell does have 2 timeouts left. Here's the snap, right hash to the left, and it's a low kick, and it's fielded by the Crown Point Bulldogs as the Bulldogs bring it in. It's Tyler Biscat. I don't understand that, Mark. That is mind-boggling. I've never seen that before.
That was going to be a 50-yard field goal. I don't. Maybe it was just a disguised punt. Crown Point will take it. They'll have one more chance, but they need 2 scores.
And they're out of timeouts, too. The key for the Lowell Red Devils, find a way to contain the Crown Point Bulldog offense, led by Will Pettit, the sophomore quarterback, his first ever varsity game, along the likes of Tyson Casey and David O'Toole. 2 new junior wide receivers to this Bulldog offense. Ball left to right offense at the 22 of the Crown Point Bulldogs, passes it out to the left or to the right, and caught by Tyson Casey, the big guy. Not sure if he was out of bounds, and apparently he was out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds. So 223 as the reception made.
Let's see how many yards they only picked up a few. Got to run these plays quickly.
2 receivers out to the left. It looks like David O'Toole, one of the 2 receivers. Casey Mark in a double slot to the near right. And a left-to-right offense. Crown Point marching south, north end zone to south. Headed out of the shotgun, Flinker running back, and Scotty Mills to his left. The clock pauses at 2:23. Hand spread, Pettit takes a snap above the belt buckle. Rolls the pocket out to his right, and the catch dropped is by the intended receiver, Scotty Mills, coming out of the backfield. I thought he had it for a moment.
That was a good throw.
It was.
Mills just couldn't hold on to it. And it's 3rd down and 5.
Well, no question about it, Mark. It's 4 down territory to keep this game alive. If Lowell can hold the Crown Point Bulldogs the 2 plays here, this game is over. The Lowell Red Devils giving them their due. They really played well tonight. The Crown Point Bulldogs have made it competitive for most of the night, but Ethan Igress has done a fine job controlling this offense of the Lowell Red Devils. Crown Point, 3rd and 5 with the ball at their own 29. 2 receivers each way. Left to right offense, and it looks like a flag in. And I believe that's going to be a false start on Crown Point. Indeed it is. Back it up 5 yards.
Yeah. I did want to mention that.
Yes, sir.
T.J. Lukasik is the defensive back coach. Luke Lukasik is inside linebackers coach. Robert Sopransky is a co-coordinator. They're coaching their first game in those positions. Their defensive coordinator left last season under very well-known stats. They're the well-known situations, all known in Lowell. And they have an all-new defensive coaching staff, or partially new, and they came through tonight.
3rd and 10 from the 21 as Pettit angles to the near side and out of reach. He was open, Mark. Tyson Casey you're referring to. He was out of reach, a tad overthrown of the 6'3 wide receiver, Tyson Casey.
Yeah, Lowell was playing a zone. Casey ran past the up man and found an open spot around midfield, but the ball was thrown too high. And this is the Crown Point out of their last play.
So 4th and 10 from the 21, and you knew this was 4 down territory. Both teams looking to their respective sideline. Crown Point's coaches motioning the plays from the near sideline. The red on white Crown Point Bulldogs looking for a first down completion. They need to get 10 yards, 4th and 10, with the ball pinned up at the 24. Pettit, short drop, angles the pass to the left side, caught by Scotty Mills on the run, breaks a tackle, and Mills down, shy of the first down. Did he get the first down? I believe he did get the first down. So Scotty Mills
very
getting
close.
The first down, very close, Mark, but I think from my vantage point, I'm going to say he has it.
If it's where the referee's feet are at the 34, that's going to be a first down.
Hold on, Mark, there is a flag along the far, right at the far hash. It's picked up by the official. Let's see what the flag is. Maybe a hold. No, it's against the Lowell Red Devils. So the penalty on the low Red Devils, new set of downs for the Crown Point Bulldogs. The ball coming out to about the midfield stripe inside Crown Point territory at the 48. Crown Point trails 17-7. Crown Point has not had a lead all night long.
I don't know what that penalty was for, and it was added on to the completion.
Ball at the left hash of the far side. 141, under 2 minutes in the lever helmet game. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Pettit stays in the pocket, good protection. Passes out to the near side and incomplete. Double coverage on the intended receiver to the near right side. As the intended receiver, Ben Uran, the tight end of the Crown Point Bulldogs, 6'4", 195 junior. We have not seen much of Ben Uran here tonight.
Bulldogs down 10, and it's desperation time. You have to feel, though, that if you can get anything in the end zone, then you try an onside kick and you hope for the best. There are people running free in the low secondary all of a sudden because they're playing a prevent defense. There's some possibilities here with a minute 50 to go.
Ball arrested seat inside the left hash to the far side at midfield. Second and 10. 1:50 on the clock. Pettit stays in the pocket. Plants his feet. Flag down.
He's open.
In the backfield. And the catch made, I believe. It's caught by David O'Toole in double coverage. Beautiful. But let's see the flag mark. It's in the Crown Point backfield. And it's against the Bulldogs.
Only on Crown Point. That's going to bring that one back. A 24-yard gain to O'Toole inside the 25, but it doesn't matter.
Give David O'Toole his credit. He had double coverage, 6'1", 190 junior. However, the flag on the Crown Point Bulldogs unfortunately takes a good catch away.
I was giving Lowell a lot of credit for their defensive excellence tonight. Suddenly, since they're playing the prevent defense, though, there's a few open holes. Will Pettit's thrown to the wide side of the field. Once the wide receiver runs past the up man in the two deep zone, he's finding room to catch the ball.
Ball at the far hash, inside the far hash to the left. Two receivers to the right. Knight has fallen here in Crown Point as we have 5 minutes toward the bottom of the hour, 9:30 in the central time zone. But the Crown Point Bulldogs need to move the ball. It's four down territory. Second down for the Crown Point Bulldogs. 1:43 inside their own end with three receivers on the right, one on the left. Pettit, deep drop. Slants a pass out to the right and caught by Gonzalez as Gonzalez breaks a tackle. Gets to about the 46, maybe the 47. Caught it at the 45 and then able to add a couple of yards. Yet the clock spiraling, 1:28 and counting for the Little Red Devils.
Will Pettit's numbers are going to be interesting at the end of his first start. He's going to pick up some yards here. They didn't come early in the game, though, when they could have met a little more. It'd be nice either way, though, for Crump to get a touchdown on the board here.
Triple it out to the far left, single it out to the near right with Casey. Deep drop by Pettit. Pressure coming. Pettit just throwing it away to his own sideline for desperation. Is that intentional grounding?
Yes, it probably is.
He wasn't in the tight end box. It wasn't out of the tight end box. So that will be a loss of down two, I believe.
It's funny. I thought he still had room to get to step up and throw the ball. But he saw the defensive end coming in for Lowell, and he got rid of it. That's going to be a 15-yarder.
So the Crown Point Bulldogs, 1 minute away from trying to put together a miracle of two scores. They trail 17-10. Lowell led 7-0 at the end of the first half, or the first quarter, pardon me. At the end of the second quarter at halftime, Crown Point tied it up late, 7-7.
Devils had the top defense in Northwest Indiana last year, but I'm amazed. Those boys aren't here anymore, especially in the secondary. They have held Crown Point to 1 5-yard touchdown.
So fourth down in the game for the Crown Point Bulldogs, fourth and 28 in their own end from their own 39. Pettit in the pocket, launches it to the near right side, and a pass tipped and incomplete. David O'Toole, the intended receiver market, he had Michael Langdon as well as Adam Bank, a linebacker and a member on a corner in his vicinity.
And Langdon and Bank ran into each other. The ball almost deflected to O'Toole on the way for a touchdown. But that's the way it's gone for Crown Point tonight. The deflections have not gone their way. And they're going to walk out of here a 10-point loser to the Devils. They're going to lose the Lowell by double figures for the second year in a row.
The crowd's starting to file out of Crown Point High School, at least the Bulldog faithful. I see the student section filing out. Of course, a couple of heel downs for the Lowell Red Devils will retain the leather helmet. They brought it here to Crown Point. They will keep it for another year, have it in their trophy case at Lowell High School on Route 2. for the Crown Point Bulldogs, back to the drawing board, non-conference against the Highland Trojans on the road 1 week from tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a tough bounce back for Crown Point on the road against the Highland team. It'll be excited, but their defense played well enough. Offense just didn't for Crown Point tonight, and a great, great victory for Law with about 12 new starters. They've come in, seven guys going both ways. Lowell's going to come to Crown Point and win by 10.
And it looks like they have John Alicia, Mark, taking the sweetest formation of all, the snap, the victory formation. As one more kneel down will say it all, the Crown Point Bulldogs, I guess you can say a valiant effort, but the Lowell Red Devils just a better team, especially John Alicia, the difference, a 51-yard punt return for a touchdown, making the difference, as that will do it. The clock running out, the kneel down already made by Alicia, as the sidelines clear, and the Lowell Red Devils are going to retain the helmet. They will take it back to Lowell High School tonight with a 17-7 win over the Crown Point Bulldogs. Ethan Igress doing a good job managing the offense late in the game as both teams' sidelines clearing down to 1 second, and that'll do it. All zeros on the clock as midnight has fallen for the Crown Point Bulldogs. They drop 17-7 to the Blue Red Devils. So the lever helmet once again, the warning to the Blue Red Devils. Both teams shaking hands at midfield. I'm Frank Sprinkle. You just heard Mark Smith. We'll take a timeout and come back with the Crown Point Bulldog postgame show. We'll recap this game as well as try to give you some scores as best as we can following this lever helmet game, which favors the Lowell Red Devils for the second straight year in a row. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and IndianaSports.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Santier Bank is committed to serving Northwest Indiana with customer service being their number one goal. They are family-owned and operated and remain not for sale. Santier Connect links your checking and savings and rewards you with a premium savings rate. Stop in any Santier Bank branch for details. Santier Bank is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on IndianaSports.com. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all of your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs football, now that's a winning combination.
PhysioPoint Therapy and Wellness, located at 1841 Summit Street in Crown Point, Indiana, is your full-service physical therapy provider. Hi, I'm Matt Gentry, two-time Olympian and doctor of physical therapy. We offer services such as hands-on manual therapy, corrective exercises, red cord, and dry needling. Learn more at physiopointtherapy.com or come meet us in person. We're on Summit Street near Broadway in Crown Point, Indiana. Come to PhysioPoint so you can move better and feel better today.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. After the game, we invite you to relax by listening to The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals, The Cool Breeze, playing the world's coolest vocals, WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music, Musical Memories with music of the 50s and 60s, and The Lake Breeze, featuring a mix of easy vocals and instrumentals, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at thebreeze.com.